Hello, welcome to another edition of the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California, Vacaville. I'm your host, Frank Ray, with my co-host, Janice Jackson. Hi, Janice.
Hello, good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good. Good morning to you as well. Hey, Janice, let's talk about, if somebody's in the Vacaville, Solano County area, maybe they're thinking, man, I think I want to make a move. Maybe I want to move up, or I have to leave the city, or I have to leave the state, whatever the case may be. But they're looking at like they have to make a move, right? And let's just kind of explore that a little bit. I mean, how does somebody go about making sure, that they can make the move, and kind of what they need to sort of start getting together or looking at before they really, get closer to actually putting pen to paper to do that. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I always say go about everything in life with a game plan, even if it's a loose fitted one at first. So if you bought your home with a realtor and you really liked your realtor, call that realtor back just to have that conversation. Getting yourself prepared is the best. So in my opinion, contacting your, realtor and also making arrangements, contacting Frank for your loan, that is the best thing to do, because that way you know what you're looking at, what you've got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it almost sounds to me like what you're saying is just start having a conversation, right? Let's start having a conversation. Let's start exploring, what this looks like. I think the first thing at hand is, what's the motivation? What is the motivation? Why? What's behind it all?
You are so right. Do we want to move up? But the question is, do you have the equity to move up? Mm. So when you contact your realtor, the realtor will come out and tell you what your home is worth. And not only that, but could also give you tips to find out how you can get more or save you money. Say if you were thinking, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and I was going to do this, and it ends up being, 10 or 15,000. And as a realtor, I'd come out and say, well, that might get you five. It just maybe it's not worth it. And so getting your realtor, finding out what it's worth, finding out how much equity you have, and then talking to your loan officer to find out, is it time for me to move up? No matter what market that we're in, it is really all in when you buy and when you sell.
It really is. And here we are. I mean, we'll stamp a date on this. It's October 17th, 2023. Mm-hmm. If we're going to look at the market snapshot right now, we have low inventory pretty much everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
We are heading into the winter months. So, when we hit October, November, December, January, things tend to slow a little bit, right? And that's simply because people are like, hey, these are the nesting months. This is when we kind of nuzzle in and have Thanksgiving.
Enjoy our family. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Right. So things kind of slow down a bit. Go ahead.
But it also could be the time that you're making your game plan.
Yeah.
So if I come out, not only am I going to make sure that your smoke detectors are in each bedroom and one on each level, and a carbon monoxide one on each level, and that your water heater is dual strapped, and that your garage door has the safety reversed, and your pedestrian garage door is self-closing hinge. Not only am I going to look at that, but I'm going to look at things that maybe might discourage a buyer, that one room that you painted black because your child really wanted the neon or whatever, maybe time to not make it black anymore,
right.
So it, or just something is like, when I go into your house and I see that you have a lot of stuff, my suggestion may be is, before you put it on the market, maybe you kind of go through it and just do a nice quick, pack what you're going to take. I always say, when you go in to get ready to pack, go to the room. What are you going to take? What are you going to donate? What are you going to throw away? Mm. So let's just right away get rid of what we're throwing away, and then maybe pack a little bit of what you're going to take with you. And then that way you've got it ready for the donation. So it makes your house thinner and thinner, thinner and high and tight, I always say. So making rooms look as big as possible, lighter paint, lighter decor. And also clean. People look at baseboards, believe it or not, when it's, because they want to see if you have that high baseboard. And when they look at that high baseboard and it looks really dirty,
little things do turn off a buyer. I mean, they really do. You just never know. It's like not every buyer goes into a property, you know, who can see the future in a house, right? Not every buyer has that capacity to, you know, get past the carpet or the dirty this or the jacked up that, you know. Some do, but a lot are just like, oh, I just want to move in and this isn't right for me.
Right. And you know that if you've had a dog or a cat that hasn't been very nice, you might want to address that, because when someone comes in and knows that you have a cat or a dog that hasn't been very nice, I guess that's a good way to put it. It really deters them because they can't imagine laying on the floor, you know, and some of them will be, even if, oh my God, even if I got new carpet, I still couldn't lay on the floor.
It's true. That's one of the worst offenders, isn't it?
It is. It is. Smoking inside a house, or a cat and or a dog not being very nice, is a huge turnoff in a home. It'll just make it where you don't get what you should get, when you can actually address that.
Yeah. And I like what you said, not to have people give up hope, but it can be addressed. It's just, it needs to be addressed before you go live, right?
Right. And that's why I said, having your realtor coming out and saying, you know what, I know this is going to probably cost you maybe $7,500 or $8,500 for new carpeting or new flooring, but it's going to be well worth it, because you're going to get to, we're looking more at top dollar versus if we don't, then they may look at it, you know, getting a low ball offer.
Yeah, true, true. Well, I mean, we're heading into the slower months, but you know, we still have low inventory. Some sellers may be thinking, well, I'm gonna, you know, wait for rates to come down, that kind of a thing. Rates are kind of, they're a little up right now. They've been taking kind of a beating over the past few weeks. But the prognostication is, of course, that they, you know, that people are thinking by spring or summer next year, they are going to come down. Here's the bottom line with rates. It's all about inflation. As soon as the government says, we got it, we've tackled
it,
it's looking better, right? Soon as those words are uttered, right, then the mortgage rates are going to start to tumble. They're going to start to fall. Right now, it's just that, you know, inflation kills mortgage rates. It does. And so all the reports that have been coming out and, you know, the rate hikes that the government has been doing, it's all to combat inflation. And that's why we're here. But when it does come back, and it will, because that's what they're doing. They're working really hard to fix it, right? To make it come in line. And once they do, then you'll see rates rally. So I guess where I'm going with this is, Janice, I'm a seller. I'm thinking on selling. Do I wait until the spring when rates come down so I can do better? You know, or because of the lack of inventory, I want to get top dollar as a seller, but also, you know, I don't want to have to pay top dollar when I sell. You know what I mean? Like, am I hurting myself by waiting, kind of?
You know, like I said, I really truly believe that this market is one of the most beneficial markets for a buyer. If you don't have a home to sell, as being a buyer that's buying in this market, you're not having to compete with, you know, 20 other buyers when they has that low rate. It hasn't been that long in our mortgage industry that we normally didn't have sevens or even almost eights. I mean, and right now, if you're buying a house, I would say you're buying a house knowing that you're going to refi. Maybe what you're doing is try to get the best for your house, maybe giving a buyer a 2-1 buy down, and you can explain more of that. And then maybe getting your next home or your more desired home with the 2-1 buy down, knowing that you're going to be refinancing.
Yeah, kind of doing it both ways, offering it to the buyer right now and then asking for it on the one that you buy. It really is an interesting time for us in the real estate mortgage industry. Yeah. And
I just think that you're not having to spend. I mean, let's think about it. When it was those threes, people were paying 20, 30, 40,000 over asking. Instead of doing that, now you're going to ask the seller to give you a rate buy down and either buy down the rate to a very comfortable rate. That's, you know, at 30 years, I don't know how much, 15,000 or 20,000, but sellers are doing that.
Yeah. And it's the 2-1 buy down. If you're not familiar, basically what winds up happening is let's say rates 8%, just to keep it very simple, year one, you'll have six, year two, you'll have seven, year three and beyond, you'll have eight, to keep it very simple. And so, but the rate is actually eight. It's not six or seven. So the difference between eight and seven and eight and six, that difference is basically what's going to be paid by the seller to, so that, you know, the seller's going to kind of pay for your interest is basically what's getting paid for by the seller to buy that rate down temporarily for the first 2 years. And like Janice said, that, you know, refinancing is probably on the table, you know, very, you know,
absolutely.
And then the next 6 to 8 months, it's probably on the table. Yeah. So it is kind of wise, you know, selling or buying, you know, we do have to keep into consideration price, home values. You know, we do have still have low inventory. We are in the winter months, you know, we see a little bit of easing, which is a great time to buy, right? It's a good time to buy. You know, because you won't have the offers, you can still sell, right? You can still sell. It's not because people do want to buy. There's pent up demand for buying. So it's really kind of a good time to do both, but both on both ends, either if you're selling to buy or just buying, you don't need to sell. I mean, you know, we're down the road here early next year to mid next year. We're looking to be in a position where we can better the payment, you know, no matter what, you know, so.
Right. And another thing too, is that some people that have bought over the last few years have bought when the prices were really far down. So I've seen some of them getting HELOCs and moving on to another house or buying another house and refinancing and making the first house a rental, you know, taking the equity out and moving up. So there's a lot of different avenues. I think that's why a game plan, getting a realtor, getting your loan officer, and really deciding, number one, what do I need to do to my house? Even if you decide to talk to your realtor and then you decide you're going to refinance your house, it's okay, because that's information you need to know, and that's what we do.
Right. Yeah. So good enough, man. Yeah. Well, I hope that was helpful information for everybody. I would just say this, if you're thinking on selling, it all starts with a game plan. It all comes down to the initial motivation, but it does come down to a game plan. You just got to kind of look at all the angles and see what you got going on there. Get a net sheet, understand what you've got, what your value is. Talk to a lender like myself, you know, and let's figure out what we can get done as far as moving to a new property. I would just say, just give Janice a call. Of course, just give her a call. She can help you out. If you're a buyer and you're looking to try and take advantage of the slower months, maybe have less offers to compete with, knowing you're getting a little higher rate, but you could probably refi later, I would still say talk to Janice, right? So we can formulate the game plan, and Janice and I would both be happy to help you out with getting the house and getting the financing done. So Jan, what's the best number for someone to reach you, Janice? If they're listening and they're not watching on YouTube, if you're on YouTube, Janice's information is down below and mine as well. But for those who might be listening on iTunes or Spotify, what's the number, Janice?
It's 707-372-2188.
Okay, that's it. And that's the best way to reach Janice. It's, again, 707-372-2188. 707-372-2188. Just give Janice a call. If she chats with you and you wind up needing some finance, and she'll connect you to me, not a problem. We can help you with that. So let's just go ahead and leave it at that for now. We'll come back next month and see what else we got to talk about. Boy, hopefully we got a little easing up in rates. My goodness, they're just being wacky.
Oh, I hope so. I agree. But I do think that things are going to get better here shortly.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I agree. All right. So with that, we'll get out of here, Janice. Thanks again for co-hosting with me. Frank. Appreciate you as always. And for the rest of you, tune in next time here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Vacaville edition with myself, Frank Ray, and Janice Jackson. We'll catch up with you all later. Adios, everybody.
Bye.